I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good morning. It's Monday. It's going to be a great week. I can tell. Just by the way you guys are acting, I'm like, wow. Like, this is going to be a good one.
I agree, Sarah.
Yeah. Yep.
And you did your hair.
I did. I did it Friday. I colored it.
I'd suggest before you go to have those bangs tamed. But other than that, you look fantastic.
Well, I was thinking I might go for a whole all over trim. It's getting kind of bulky, you know.
Before the trip.
Yeah, I haven't made the appointment or anything yet, but I was thinking about it. I should probably do that.
Did you? You had said you were going to do some tanning before the trip as well.
I did it like three times. I haven't really been able to.
Do you have any lines?
No.
Any tan? No.
No.
What?
I just haven't done it. I did it like about 3 weeks ago. We did it like 3 days in a row. I was like, oh, this is starting to happen. And
oh, you and your husband both went out back.
Well,
and
we're both just white as ghosts. So like my arms are really nice and tan. But then.
Well, you have farmer tan.
I do. So bad. They look good. I'm like, oh, if I get everything at that level, I'd look great. But no, I'll probably get a little sun on my vacation, but I don't think I'm going to have any chance to do it this week. Plus, it's like super gloomy out right now. Maybe it'll clear up.
It'll clear up
as the day goes by. Anywho, hi, you guys. It's Monday. Woo! Best day of the week.
Right.
The Celebrity Trash is brought to you by the Monterey Bay Aquarium. Mm-hmm. Friends, don't let friends go otter gazing alone, you guys. Share the love. Monterey Bay Aquarium. .org. Here comes your Celebrity Trash. So the Celebrity Family Feud is going on right now.
Yes.
I guess they cut a whole bunch of those.
How much fun is it?
Well, here and there, we're getting some highlights, which is kind of nice. Charles Barkley's family was on there.
Hmm.
And
was it his family or was it the guys that, Vinny, I don't know what he, is it ESPN or I don't know, whatever he does.
I believe that.
It might be the boys from
their TNT. Co-host from inside the NBA.
Okay.
They took on a team from Major League Baseball. And when Charles was in the hot seat, he was asked, name something. Oh, actually, go ahead and just play it. It's funny. It's really short.
Oh, so it's Shaq and Kenny. Got it.
Hold on. Oh, Jesus.
What? Did
missed
I ruin
the question.
It?
You missed
well,
the question.
You missed the question, sorry. And we now know the answer. All right, here we go. All right. So if a man's zipper breaks at church.
What might he use to cover it up? Mm-hmm. A child.
Yeah. I always said the Bible.
Me too.
I mean, obviously.
Or your songbook.
Right, the hymnal.
Well, you have there have to be more than one answer for all of these. So he may have already, the Bible may have already been taken.
Maybe.
So yeah. Was it?
Let's find out. Child? Is child on the board?
Bryn.
Bryn, are you listening?
No, I'm not.
I didn't.
No, okay. Yes, it was on the board. Believe it or not.
A child
was actually so on the board.
Well, a person was on the board, and they accepted a child
as
the answer.
Just take a shorty and put him in front of you.
a shorty.
Shouty.
So he did it. He made the grade. Anyway, congratulations. That was the highlight from that entire show.
But at his height, man, you have to put a full-grown adult.
Right. A tall child. Not one of those short ones. I guess like one of the team members. And then, so Steve Harvey was all over him, I guess. Gave him a lot of crap for the, uh-huh. Like, what? You put a child in front of you? And then one of the guys on his team actually walked off and went to try to join the other team. Meanwhile, the thing's
himself.
Up there on the, I mean.
And it's funny because
it was a person. Was
yeah,
the actual
yeah.
Answer,
but right. Still.
But Steve Harvey always looks, to me, he looks tall to everyone, a normal person like us. To us, he'd be looking all tall. But he looks hella short compared to everyone else on there.
That's, you know what? That's really funny. Look how short he looks.
Well, yeah.
But it is an NBA team.
Yeah.
So. That's Shaquille O'Neal behind him. Shaquille's well over 7 feet. And I'm going to guess
Shaq's answers were.
I would guess he's over 350 pounds.
Oh, he's an enormous dude.
Well, this is, so he's 7'1", is what this says here. And it says he's 326 pounds, which he's probably even more than that.
That's
because he's gotten rather large.
That might have been playing
the last scale.
Yeah.
Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Yeah.
Released an album on Saturday together.
I didn't hear about it.
Yeah, I didn't hear about it until this morning. Because also, I'm not on Tidal, so where would I hear about that?
Yeah, I guess I heard about it on Saturday morning.
Yeah, so it came out, and it's a joint album. They're on tour together, the Carters. And
which their concerts aren't doing very well.
I did read something about
ticket
that.
Ticket sales-wise,
It's expensive. They're in huge arenas, too. But this story is about Saturday morning. They release a surprise joint album on Tidal only for now. Title they co-own.
Right.
They,
well, it's one way to, I mean, they've got a product they paid money for and they got to make it work.
Yeah. So they weren't done telling us everything about their relationship. There was more. It's on a record called Everything Is Love. And that is basically the theme of the album. They're back. They're balling harder than ever, man. And they even credit themselves as the Carters and Ballers. So it was hard work for Brynn. Luckily, we only can find one track because they did a video. They actually took over the Louvre. The Louvre in Paris.
They let them shoot a music video in the Louvre?
Yes. And it was clearly off hours or they closed it or whatever because the place is empty except for them and their dancers.
So the thing about...
Isn't it closed Mondays?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know if it's closed on Mondays.
The thing about the Louvre is it's not all open all the time. There are certain exhibits that are only open like...
Well, the Mona Lisa has to be open all the time, and they shot in front of that.
Oh, they did?
Yeah. They're all throughout it, and so it's like these big, empty, you know, galleries, and there they are. Yeah, you got to watch it. There's naked people in it, or nearly naked. Ooh. At one point, I guess they're on a stairwell, and there's all these, like, practically naked bodies writhing around them to the beat of the music.
Oh,
fantastic.
I don't like the suit color, Jay. Come on.
Oh, boy, that is bright blue.
I mean, I like the color. I just don't like it as this whole suit.
See the naked people?
Yikes. Yeah, I do.
Naked people? Okay.
Well, they're practically naked.
They're in good shape. Look at them doing crunches.
Yeah. So can we hear a little of this? Let's hear what this song's... Skr, skr. Skr, skr, skr.
She's overrated, don't you think?
I like when she sings. I don't like some of the crappy music she's been. I like when she really sings. You ever see like videos of her when her first solo stuff started coming out? She's like a little rock star. She's just standing there in her jeans and her t-shirt with her hair in a pony and a microphone in her hand, and she's just been singing in front of a band. It's amazing. And now it's like I just don't love
too
the sound of that music. It's
on.
Just too much something. Like she was just a cute little rock star. Little Lambo. Oh, really? And also, you can totally hear the auto-tune. Like, there's a person who doesn't really need auto-tune. What are they doing? Anyway, the name of that video is, or song is, Ape Poop.
It is?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
And so Brynn had to spend a lot of time taking all the bad words out of there.
Want more of it?
Sure, yeah. Let's hear. Oh.
When does Jay get to go?
3 minutes into the song.
I think
I'll jump ahead for you. No, I think that's Offset.
Oh, really?
Here he is.
All right. That's fine.
So somebody's gone through and picked out what they call all the juiciest lines from this thing.
Am I going to need a dictionary? Will I understand?
You'll understand. They're actually, let's see... They got a North American leg of their tour starting late next month in Cleveland, going through October. It wraps up in Seattle. I don't see our date here. I know they're coming. Anyway, she announced via Instagram a little before 3 p.m. Pacific time. They were in London performing their On the Run 2 tour. And I guess she started handing out title cards, like a six-month free trial of titles.
Cool.
So she's passing those out. And then... all of a sudden, up on the screen behind them, album out now. As in, you can go get it right now.
But you can't go get it. You can just listen to it.
Right, you can listen to it. You can go get Tidal and listen to it. So you might have heard it in that last thing there in that song. He says, I said no to the Super Bowl. You need me. I don't need you. Every night we in the end zone. Tell the NFL we in stadiums too. Tell the Grammys F that 0-for-8-S. Have you ever seen a crowd going ape-S? This is referencing this year's Grammys where he was nominated for more than anyone ever has been and won none of them.
Oh, yeah. Jay.
Yeah, he went 0-for-8. From a song called Boss, my great-great-grandchildren already rich. That's a lot of brown children on your Forbes list. Probably looking around my compound on my fortress. I'd be riding around with my seat reclined and dropping my daughter off at school every morning. And then Blue Ivy said, shout out to Rumi and Sir. Love, Blue. Those are her little brother
and sister.
I was
wrong about Offset. It's actually Quavo.
Oh,
the other Migos right, guy. Yeah, like, Migos. My bad.
Another Migos.
Blew it. Way to go, Brynn.
Wow. Yeah, yeah.
What a mess you've made. Look at this.
I know, right?
My success can't be... This is from a song called Nice. My success can't be quantified. If I gave two Fs about streaming numbers, would have put Lemonade up on Spotify. F you. Wow. From a song called 714. Had me sitting next to you on the plane, and I knew straight away the next time we would speak was like 2 years away. You had a man. You shut it down until you two had a break. I bet that dude rude that day. Talking about the first time they met. I guess they met on a plane. And she was like, uh-uh.
Oh, Jay and Beyonce.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she shut him down?
Yeah.
Oh.
And then she broke up with her boyfriend, or he wanted a break, and Jay swooped in. Real friends better than your friends. SMS them. They all know my business. I don't know what I would do without my crew. Ain't making no room. We fly, I cry, our souls exposed. We smoke, we laugh. Your stress, my stress, closer than kin. I'm blessed, you blessed. Yes, Vinny, your hand is
up. Who's the boy?
I don't know. I don't know who her last boyfriend was.
Well, you're supposed to know all this stuff.
I don't know. Yeah.
You're wondering who Beyonce did before Jay-Z?
Yeah, yeah. the one he stole her from. He stole her. Yeah.
She was with him for like 2 years, at least, because she was with him when she first met Jay-Z. If me and my wife...
Oh, she used to don't date Mos Def. Do you know who Mos Def is?
I've heard that name, sure.
And then there's one other guy that no one's ever heard of.
Who?
Lindell Locke.
Nope.
They have a prom picture
about that.
Together.
Oh,
you want me to show? You want me
sure,
show?
I'll see a prom picture of Beyonce and Lindell
Locke. By the way,
Locke.
They're coming here to Levi's Stadium, Sarah, September 29th, later this year.
Almost at the end of their tour.
Mm.
Oh, cute.
Let me see.
He's handsome enough.
Yeah, they were high school sweethearts.
Adorable.
That's most deaf.
Yeah, I know that guy. I forget what he acted in. I think, you know what? I think he was on Dexter. Was it
most
Dexter?
Deaf was?
I'll find out.
Lindell Locke was?
No. Mos Def.
Oh.
The monkey's his uncle? Oh, hey, Genius.com does a really good job with lyrics here.
Uh-huh.
It's the entire lyric to the song that we just listened to, Ape Poo, right?
Ape
and you can
poo.
You can click on any Ape single poo. One of the lines, and it'll tell you what it's about. Like,
oh, boy, they really have been doing their work since
the
Saturday
line,
morning.
Fast like a Lambo skirt. And then it says a Lamborghini is an Italian legendary sport car known for its speed, blah, 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 blah. Go down to, like,
let's see.
Give me my check. Put some respect on my check. Right?
Yeah.
Beyonce demands the wage gap between men and women be pushed to zero. Equality and, you know.
Oh, give
so
me my check.
It goes on and on. Every single one of these phrases you can highlight and just
Holy
click
someone,
on it
really?
And it goes in depth on the right hand side here.
That is incredible.
I guess to
where is that? Where are you finding this?
This is genius.com.
Genius.com?
Yeah, genius.com. They do a lot of lyrics for all types of songs. Huh. And they're obviously
he was in Dexter. Mos Def.
Lindell
No, Mos Def was in Dexter.
Oh, I remember that brother Sam. I do remember that character.
Yep. He did a lot of other stuff, but that's what I remember him from.
Yeah. Is he Dexter's brother?
He was a mechanic, right?
I think so.
Yeah, he ran the mechanic shop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mos Def.
Mm-hmm. He was really good.
Yeah.
You're right.
I'm surprised, though.
Is he known mostly as an actor, or has he also...
He's done a bunch of acting stuff.
He was in Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
That they were able to keep that quiet. Like, I didn't know that they were together. Seems like they were keeping that quiet.
He was on Yo Gabba Gabba, Ben.
What?
All the cool people are on Yo Gabba Gabba.
Super Mr. Superhero.
Super Mr. Superhero, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So, for some reason, there's some going on with Billboard today, and they don't have the album charts up, but I do know who your new number one is. With their seventh number one album in a row, congratulations to The Dave Matthews Band.
Wow.
292,000 copies last week. Yeah.
Boy, they have loyal fans.
And of that, 285,000 were in traditional album sales, which doesn't count streaming. That's actually, and Billboard is saying that is the biggest sales week for a physical rock album in over 4 years. 285,000 were actual units. I guess they're saying old people don't stream. Is that? It's also the Dave Matthews Band's seventh straight album to debut at number one, and they're the only group to do that. That dates back to 1998, when Before These Crowded Streets started at number one. So for whatever reason, they don't have the top 10 up yet, but we do know that Dave Matthews Band had a pretty good week.
Good for them.
Chris Hardwick, I only know him. He used to have a show called At Midnight on Comedy Central, and it aired. It actually weirdly aired at 11:30, but it was called. I think it started at midnight. It was like basically games with the internet. They'd take viral videos, and comedians would have to come up with lines about them. So it was like three comedians kind of going, you know, see who was the quickest. And he was the host of that show. But now he's on The Talking Dead, and which is the recap show after The Talking Dead on AMC, and after the Fear of the Walking Dead.
So it's both.
Yes, he
follows
after both of those, and he has a panel of guests and people from the show come by there, and it's just a fan show, and we watch it because they do they'll show an extended clip from the next week's episode, and they do little quizzes. And
I've
stuff.
Never seen it, but it seems to be doing well.
It does do pretty well, and his show is, you know, it's a pretty good, like, if something bad happens on the show, everyone there is, you know, breaking it down. It's kind of nice to watch that afterward. Gives you a little bit more. His career is in dire jeopardy. Someone has come forward to accuse him of bad behavior, and it's his ex-girlfriend, Chloe Dykstra. She is also, I think I have a picture of her.
Lenny here. Dykstra's kid.
I don't know who she is.
No, she's not. Her dad is John Dykstra.
Oh, John Dykstra?
I don't know if there's some relation down the line if it's Lenny, but I'm
such
not
an
seeing.
Interesting last name.
I know, exactly.
I know. How many Dykstras can there be?
I know.
Anyway, this Chloe Dykstra, she is a TV host herself. She's also an actress. She wrote a blog post accusing him of sexual and emotional abuse. She didn't name
They're not together anymore.
They're not, and they haven't been for a while. She didn't name him in the post.
She doesn't?
No, but the details are specific enough that it's obvious, if I guess, to anybody who knows her and knows that she dated this guy.
What did he
Chris
do to
Hardwick.
Her?
These alleged incidents happened some years back when she was in her early 20s. She'll be 30 this September. She says he was controlling, insulting, and sexually abused her regularly. She was expected to be available to him whenever he was in the mood, and he cut her off from all her friends. She got to a point where she was anorexic and tearing her hair out. She says that when she finally gathered up enough courage and self-esteem to leave him, he begged her to stay, and when that didn't work, he did everything he could to destroy her career. At the end of the piece, Chloe Dykstra suggested that her ex not try to sue her because she has audio and video to back up her story. No word on any legal action, but Chris Hardwick has already denied her accusation, saying, "I'm devastated to read that she's now accusing me of conduct that did not occur. I was blindsided by her post and always wanted the best for her. As a husband, a son, and future father, I do not condone any kind of mistreatment of women." I guess he's moved on and is now married. But the damage may have already been done. AMC has pulled his show Talking with Chris Hardwick, at least for now. I didn't even realize he had another show. They're assessing the situation. He's better known for the Talking Dead companion series to The Walking Dead, and that season, the Fear of the Walking Dead season, just ended, so they're on hiatus anyway. He also does a game show called The Wall for NBC, and they're assessing the situation too. Both networks say they've had positive working relationships with him and are surprised by the allegations.
So he's never named. What's her play here, that he has blackballed her?
I don't know. Is she just a
blacklisted
Me Too?
Her. Yeah.
That's what she's.
What's mm-hmm. this chick's name?
And so she's lost.
Work.
What'd you say?
Work.
Work. Wages. Yeah.
Right. Chloe Dykstra is her name.
Mm-hmm.
Even I guess he's the guy behind Nerdist.
That's what someone has texted in. Yeah. Is that a famous podcast, Sarah?
I thought it was like a website. It's like all things fanboy, fangirl.
Chris Hardwick also hosted the Nerdist podcast, now called Idiot.
but it's ID, the number one, OT. Very well-known, long-running podcast.
Oh. Well, they're calling it the Nerdist Empire that he founded. Has scrubbed all reference to him pending further investigation. He sold Nerdist in 2013, and the company pointed out he's had no operational involvement in the past 3 years or so. They're like, we don't know him.
They've backed up. Wow. All right.
So anyway.
I don't know this guy, so I can't. Does his behavior seem reckless?
No, he seems super kind of normal and nerdy. It's pretty funny. And finally, I'm going to end with this. Catherine Zeta-Jones. Mm. She is 48 years old, and she is done being humble.
Oh. I didn't know she ever was.
She's done being sorry about how awesome her life is. Huh? She says, one thing I'm not humble about anymore. I'm sick of being humble. One thing I'm not is humble anymore.
Mm.
I'm sick of being humble. I really am. So sorry I'm rich. So sorry I'm married to a movie star. So sorry I'm not so bad looking. No sorries. Enough. All that's important to me now is my work. That's what I love. And the rest of my life is a joy because I've got two beautiful kids, a healthy, happy husband. Healthy now. After you gave him throat cancer.
Oh,
it's all, that's right. I said it. That's right.
Come on.
It's all good. And I'm not going to be humble for that either. Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Well, if she's happy, didn't she suffer or doesn't she suffer from bipolar?
Yeah, they've had their share of. Yeah, didn't she go to, like, you know, rehab for unhappiness?
Yeah, so
well,
if this is her being happy, well, good for
great,
her.
Great, good. Yeah. Do it, lady. We all get it.
I think there's, you don't have to flaunt your wonderful life to
so
be.
So sorry
like,
I'm rich.
Just be humble, like, be, enjoy it all. Mm-hmm. But you don't have to take a picture of your Gucci.
Right.
And post that every 2 seconds.
Bitch, be humble.
We got it. You're doing great.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that she would be bothered.
I guess people are up in her face. Or she should get off social
media. It's her own. You know what? What's that term? We talked about it last week. It's like you didn't think you'd make it, but then you're successful and you have this.
Right.
Humble brag.
No.
It's the other way. It's like the syndrome. Inferiority syndrome.
Not. We were talking about affluenza. Was it something?
No.
It was something that Vinny said, just got added to the dictionary.
Aloysius.
Oh. No!
Damn it. Someone will write it to us. They'll remember, too. I thought about it this weekend.
But
and
that's,
everything.
I'm thinking that's what she must have been dealing with is...
failure syndrome. Whatever it is.
Gout.
I can't believe neither one of us can come up with it. I was totally thinking about it all weekend. Oh, it's where you think that... So people are imposter syndrome.
That.
Oh my God. That you feel like you're an imposter and people are going to find you out for what you really are.
That's it.
Yeah. Oh my God. We made it. Thank God. We'll be back with the news in a sec. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Ooh, happy Monday. This part of the show is brought to you by Jersey Mike's Subs. Your first chance this week to win secret show passes and pool party passes for our big getaway. The Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa is coming up at 9, and we're doing it all day, 9, 11, 1, 3, and 5. The people who win at those times are going to be qualified for the daily grand prize, which is a two-night stay at the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa. That place is beautiful. Hooman does this massage there where you lay in a pool of water and it's perfectly the right temperature. It's like your exact body temperature. Like you can't even feel the water. And then your head's underwater and they're piping music into the water. And then people are around you massaging you. While you float.
Is it people or just one person?
It's one dude. He's holding you like a baby.
Like a baby.
Oh, he holds you like a baby and rubs
I
you?
I want to be held like a baby.
That sounds so
by
nice.
By some dude?
Yeah, mine
are you
a
on
dude.
Floaties or are you, he's holding you
no,
up?
No, he's got, you got floaties under your like legs and neck and then he holds you close to his body.
Oh,
that sounds so romantic.
Yeah, that's nice.
Is How many times have you done that?
Just once.
Okay, is that all you have to say about
like,
that?
What
I thought maybe he'd talk about it. So does he rub you hard enough? I would think it would be hard to get a good grip on you.
He's holding you
well,
with
he's
one
holding
and then...
you tight.
Uh-huh.
So it's just more like a series of hugs?
It's just one long
massaging
holding.
Hug?
He's holding you. He's not hugging you.
Oh.
He's holding you like a But is groom would hold a bride.
Well, how does he rub you in that position?
Like, he's able to, you know, curve his hands in and out.
Like your feet and your legs and stuff?
Mostly your, like, neck and shoulders.
And you're wearing a swimsuit?
Mm-hmm.
If you want to.
Is he wearing a swimsuit?
You're in the public pool.
Yeah, you can walk right by
that. This goes down in front of everybody, huh?
It's not really. It's where you walk along the backside there where the boutiques are and stuff. It's sort of right there, isn't it?
In the spa pool, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really nice there.
Really nice. Oh my God, really nice. It's wicked nice.
This is a weird
keep
thing.
Keep going, keep going. Play the whole thing.
That's all I got.
Oh my God. Play the real version. That's a great song.
I need a hero. The sub. Okay, go ahead. I don't want to stop you.
I'm looking for a hero till the end of the night. You got it ready.
And he's got to be strong.
And he's got to be
fast.
And he's got to be
larger
than life.
Yeah. Oh, go, Hooman.
Damn, that is some stuff.
Play the real version, too. Play it all.
I just got to do this sponsor real quick, and then we'll.
Singing.
I love singing.
I think the Fairmont's like, this plug got weird. This plug got super weird.
Yeah, well,
let's pull the plug on this
one. Listen, they might be all right with it because they know about the secret show. This is about the 10th one we've done at a Fairmont property.
They keep inviting us back.
Yeah. It's that Michelle. She is twisted.
You got the song ready? Or
no, here
Come
we go.
On.
I'm going to do the sponsor. The Sub Above Difference is legendary with Jersey Mike's throwing an unforgettable parties. Easy. You supply the perfect guests. They'll supply the perfect subs. Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Mercari.
Oh.
Mercari is a selling app that makes it super fast and easy to sell almost anything. Learn more at Mercari.com.
I do need to sell some stuff.
You know, I'll tell you, you're probably sitting on some stuff. You've been meaning to get to it.
Yeah.
Once you start doing it and you get cash money and you've cleared out space in your garage or somewhere in your room or in your house, wherever.
Money.
It becomes addictive. Money. You start to go like, you know what
else?
I don't
what
need
else,
that. And I don't need that either. And that was way too fast and easy. Check out Mercari. You're going to like it. You're going to be glad. Have you seen her grown up now?
No, what she looks
like. I did
see
a picture the other day.
What's her name?
Honey Boo Boo.
Honey Boo Boo.
And the mom has apparently...
gone off her diet?
Gained her weight, or starting to gain her weight back.
Yeah, they are going to be doing a mother-daughter beauty contest.
That's what it was.
Yeah, and so what's the mom's name?
There's the photo.
Mama June. Yeah, she couldn't fit into her dress.
Wait, is that... Honey
oh,
Boo Boo.
That's
little...
little girl. She's now like, what, a teenager?
Yeah.
14, 15?
Something like that.
So she's the larger.
Is she of
larger?
The two.
Yeah.
Okay.
The daughter is.
That's
they're
her?
Both yeah, good, that's both the good daughter, size. And that's the mom.
But the mom had that surgery.
But the mom is even bigger than that. That was right after her surgery.
Ay, ay, ay.
Ay, 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 ay.
The World Cup continues, everyone. Enjoy. Belgium's playing Panama as we speak, and it looks like Tunisia will play England at 11.
Oh, Tunisia.
So there's that.
Sweden just beat South Korea this morning.
Oh, was that expected?
South Korea has a decent team.
Yeah, I don't know about those two teams. I wasn't going to say the results because people are recording them.
Oh, Hooman.
But it doesn't matter. When I said them the other day, people wrote in and like, dude!
No. All right. Sorry. We'll just say who's playing.
So this is one of those interesting situations where if you have kids, you know that they're crazy, and
yes.
You try to tame them as best you can, and yet right. you bring them someplace, and you're trying to be a grown up and talk with people and have a decent time out. Meanwhile, your kids are
whining,
or if they're out of sight, you're glad to not have them around for a second. Like yeah. You know, whatever.
They
let's
found
hope
some
that
kid to interest them.
What
in
could
the
happen
with?
Here? Right?
Oh, no. What happened?
This story out of Overland Park, Kansas. Two parents may be stuck with a bill for $132,000 after their child damaged a sculpture at the Tomahawk Ridge Community Center in Overland Park. The child's mother, Sarah Goodman, said the incident happened during a wedding reception last month. Surveillance Video shows the child hug the sculpture, and then seconds later, it fell. We heard a bunch of commotion, and I thought, who's yelling at my son? Goodman explained. This glass mosaic torso is laying on the ground, and someone's following me around demanding my personal information. Following the incident, Goodman and her husband received a letter from the insurance company saying they were negligent for not monitoring their kid.
How old is the kid?
5, maybe? I might have heard, Vinny.
I don't see the exact age, but it's a little kid.
Yeah.
You know?
5.
A hyper-squirrely little kid.
And they were so stoked that he was just entertaining himself somewhere.
Him and another kid were messing around.
Goodman said the sculpture should have had more protection and markings around it due to its expensive price tag. It was in the main walkway, not in a separate room, no plexiglass, not protected, didn't have any cones around it.
Hey, she's not wrong either. I mean, the fact that a 5-year-old could hug a sculpture and it could fall to the ground. On the other hand, you know, keep your kid off the sculpture.
Goodman added that she was disappointed no one even asked if her son was okay. Mm. That thing almost fell on him. No one came around and said, how is Troy? How's your son holding up? Is he okay?
Yeah, they're more worried about the $130,000 sculpture, I guess. So is she going to have to pay it?
Oh, there's the video. There, it's it falling.
Why can't
it's leaning over. It hasn't fallen yet, has it?
Not yet.
No, there it goes.
Oh, there it goes. Oh, it did kind of fall on the kid.
Whatever.
Oh.
There it is.
That's ugly anyway. I don't know. We're paying $130,000 for that. Ugly. Crappy.
It was a piece that was loaned to us that we're responsible for. That's public money. We're responsible to protect the public investment.
Says the place where the reception was?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So tell me, Sarah, be the
hard
judge.
One, man. Kids F up all the time. Nah. But he shouldn't be hugging the stage. She should be watching your kid, I guess.
Do they owe $132,000 for the busted sculpture?
Is there no insurance to cover that?
What's the answer?
The answer is yeah, they owe the money.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you said that.
Who, man? What do you say?
I mean,
he needs a hero.
I don't think they should have to pay the entire amount. Like, they should, there should be some insurance. It should be half.
I don't know,
half.
You know.
Seems like there should be insurance.
It seems like there should be insurance.
You're having kids.
I'm
in
not
and
even
out
a huge
museum.
Kid fan, and I'm like,
you know,
give this family a break.
Yeah,
they don't have
it's a hard one. You gotta watch a kid.
Yes, play it.
No, we already did it.
I hate to say it, but I'm with you. Well, I'm with your initial answer,
which was what?
They owe the money.
Yeah.
Sorry, you brought your kid someplace, and that the art that was made that's been valued at that price can't be recreated.
Yeah.
That person, that's lightning in a bottle. That person made that. Their skill and effort went into it. I hate to say it, but kids are rascals. You're supposed to watch them.
Yep. It is. They are your responsibility.
And I remember being a kid, and I remember things that I would be looking at, and I would just start breaking something, and my dad would be like, I can feel his hand on the back of my neck. What are you doing?
Yeah. Well, and then you'd go,
and my answer would be like, I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, I just started. It broke, so I kept on breaking it.
I just wanted to see
it.
What it would do when I banged on it. Mm-hmm. I guess.
Yeah, I feel like parents got to watch their kids.
Yeah, that's the gig.
The place rented the sculpture, so the place was responsible for protecting the sculpture, regardless of whether the parent was watching the child or not. Somebody from the center should have been protecting the sculpture.
And I suppose, too, if it's that precariously perched, like someone could trip and bump into the pedestal and knock it over. Like,
well,
it wasn't secured.
Here's the thing. It's over on the side. It was up against the wall. We weren't concerned about, you know, the people with two left feet. We figured they're not going to find themselves over into this corner. Your kid actually had to go find that thing, wrestle it down. So here's video of him wrestling it down.
925 says, I would file a countersuit for endangering my kid.
Well, that's what they're definitely saying there is, but no one even asked about Troy.
Yeah, this big heavy statue fell on him.
408, you break it, you buy it.
That's what I think. I hate to say it.
I know. I feel for them, and I definitely know what you're talking about. Like, it's so nice when you're someplace, it's contained. You feel like, all right, the kid can run around, and, you know, you just hope they don't get in any trouble. But, yeah, you gotta watch your kids, people. That's too bad.
Yeah, $132,000 later.
Yeah. Yikes.
A guy named Ozzy Osbourne is getting 30 years in prison.
Oh.
It's not that Ozzy Osbourne, the one you know.
30 years left. Sharon!
Ozzy was convicted of shooting and killing a 30-year-old man in a barbershop in 2015. He's just been sentenced. Ozzy Osbourne going to jail for 30 years.
This is very bad news.
Yeah.
I'd leave my mansion, my wife, and wonderful children. Goodbye.
14% of people have had sex at work.
Oh, yeah.
What percent?
Only 14%.
What do you mean, oh, yeah?
Yeah, I've had sex at work. Yeah. John used to go, I used to do overnights and he'd come in.
And do you there?
We'd do stuff.
Do stuff?
That's before we were married. You know, we were hot and heavy then. Maybe do all kinds of stuff.
This is,
I don't even want to tell you something.
What?
I'm going to save it for the secret show.
Oh,
ask
okay.
Me. Remember to ask me. I'll tell you something funny.
We doing one of those? When are we doing?
Probably tomorrow.
All right. Probably tomorrow. You done with that yard yet or
almost.
What?
Almost. I'm all so right. Close, man. I got to put hours in.
According to a new survey, 44% of people have had a workplace romance. 10% had one with the boss.
Oh.
60% of those relationships ended within a year, so it was a fling.
Yeah.
But a quarter of them led to marriage.
Well, that's the thing. If you're going to... I actually think you're taking a big chance if you date someone at work. And a lot of times people sort of fight to make it happen. You know, like, if we're going to do this, then this better be...
real.
It better be real. Because you really can screw up everything by dating at work.
Relationships could be good for work productivity, though. 92% of people say having one made them more excited to go to work. 50% said it made them work harder. And 14% have stayed late at work just to flirt with the person that they liked.
Yeah, but they're not working.
They're just flirting.
Whatever.
They're there if anything goes down.
Yeah.
I should go back to the coffee machine in case he's there.
Yeah.
I better stand next to the coffee maker.
Just make sure it's clean over in that area. Just clean that again.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple of the things. Yes, Vinny, thank you. Beyonce has always been overrated.
No, there's some good stuff early on. I don't like her now, but... I mean, I still like her. I haven't liked any songs recently.
408 says, did you guys talk about Jillian Michaels' broken engagement?
I just got handed it.
Oh, what happened?
I would like you to marry me.
I'll play it.
He's not in here.
He left. We're not done.
I laughed so hard when I saw this because that's the I would like you to marry me, girl.
Yeah, and now, good. We don't have to play that
why
anymore.
They break
I hate
up?
That one.
They just don't like each other anymore.
Is that what it is?
They've been together a long time, though, right?
10 years. Ugh. Almost. Heidi Rhodes is the girl who Jillian Michaels proposed to. And they didn't wind up getting married. They've been engaged all this time.
Oh.
Yeah. They have two kids.
Oh.
She wrote in an Instagram post on Friday, Heidi and I have been split up for a while now.
Oh.
We found we're better friends and parents living apart than staying together. Let's see. They got engaged in 2016. Oh, she had a reality show. It was on their reality show that she got. I didn't realize that. Just Jillian was the name of it.
Is that right?
Do you think someone cheated?
I don't know. The relationship didn't last, but they plan to continue to co-parent. Life and people change, but our love for one another and commitment to raising our two kids as an inseparable team remains.
I always think...
I would like you
I
to
hate to say this because I realize it's one of those stereotypes, but the term lesbian bed death came up on our show 20 years ago from a lesbian who told us about it. And I have just been fascinated by it ever since. And I'm sure it never happens at all. But the idea that two people just spend way too much time talking and they've talked themselves out of ever doing it with each other.
I feel it. Just get in bed and start talking. Lesbian bed death. Well... I don't know if that's what caused them to break up, but I wouldn't like you to not marry me anymore.
I'll read the rest of the text after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.